The Shulchan Aruch points out that a person should not say what's called an amen kitzara. A person should not try and compress the word very quickly. You should take time to say it, the amount of time it takes to say Kehamalaf Nehamon. So that's about the time in amen, that's the amount of time, since we said that amen really represents Kehamalaf Nehamon, so the correct amount of time that the word should take should be that amount of time. Otherwise it looks like you're trying to rush through and get it done with. And we spoke about the importance, the significance of saying amen. A person should not try and say it in a way where it looks like he's just trying to get it over with and done with. A person should not say what's known as an amen yisoma. Amen yisoma means that the amen is standing, not together with the bracha. So there's that the amen is not connected. So we spoke about one way, if you have an amen yisoma, that there's a gap, a time lapse between the bracha and saying amen. The other issue is not a question of a time lapse, excuse me, but rather the person that's saying amen, that it is true and he didn't hear the bracha, or he doesn't know what the bracha is referring to. He's not sure what the bracha was said. So the Shulchan Aruch differentiates it the following way. He says the bracha which you're supposed to be yotzei with, even if you know what the person said, but whatever the person said the last word quietly, or some other reason why you can't hear what the last word, even though you know what he's saying, but you cannot answer amen because you did not hear the bracha. That's referring to a bracha that you're going to be yotze with. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah said that applies to Shmoneh Esrei also. So it applies to Shmoneh Esrei. The Chazar says, shouts to Shmoneh Esrei. The person, even if he knows what the person is saying, since he's there to be, according to the Menachar, he's there to be fulfilled the Tekana of Chazar says, shouts. If he did not hear the word, he cannot answer. A bracha where you're not being yotze with the person, because a shach or something like that, someone saying you're not being yotze with that person. So even though you do not hear, if you do not hear the end of the bracha, as long as you know that what he was saying, and you heard other people did hear him and they answered amen, so you can answer amen. For example, let's say a person gets an aliyah, and you know he's saying the bracha of the Nesei Natura, so people right around the beam are able to hear him. He said it quietly, so they're able to hear him. And they're answering amen. So you can answer amen together with them on this bracha that he said, and you know what he's saying. But a bracha that you'd be yotze with, it's a shuas morning, the person's being yotze you, it's not enough to know that he said it, not enough to know that he finished it, even though you know what he's saying, but if you didn't hear it, you cannot answer, you may not answer amen. So that's known as an amen yisoma. So we differentiate between the two. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out one more step, and he says that a bracha that you're being yotze with, it's not enough to hear the last few words of the bracha. You have to hear the whole bracha from beginning to end to be able to answer amen. Which means the whole paragraph. Whereas by Chazar Sashat, that much we are makel, even if you do not hear the whole paragraph, as long as you heard the final seam of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shema Tefillah, you can answer amen. So we gave Chazar Sashat's a halacha as if it was one of the brachas that you're going to be yotzei with. But that kula he's allowing, that as long as you heard the last part of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shema Tefillah, that's enough. Whereas a bracha that you're actually being yotze with, you're being yotze Shavuos morning with Birchos Atar with somebody, you have to hear the bracha from beginning to end. Yisrael. You have to hear the whole thing to be able to answer amen. So the person who's going to be mighty in that situation has to be very careful that he's saying in such a way that everybody will be able to hear it. Just one announcement. The boys who are involved in the Chesed program for this evening, please make sure that you're able to do that. If you have any issues, please contact the people in charge. And if you're not sure if this is your day, please check the list outside. Have a good morning.